Good evening, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network pregame show. I'm Chris Valentine, and we are live here at TD Ballpark, back home, getting set for game two of this six-game set between the Tampa Tarpons and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Your Blue Jays took last night's ballgame by a score of 4-2 after Tampa tied things up at 2-2 in the eighth. Manuel Beltre stepped up in a big way, crushing his fourth homer of the year to put the Blue Jays up 3-2 in that inning. With two outs, the Blue Jays would tack another run on, and the Blue Jays would not let that up. Liam Mendez earning his first win of the year as a member of the Blue Jays as well against his former club. Before we get on to tonight, let's take a look at what happened last night in the Florida State League. Around the league, St. Lucie fell to Lakeland at Joker Marchant Stadium there in Lakeland, Florida, 6-3. Fort Myers Mighty Muscles beat Jupiter 5-4. Clearwater beat Palm Beach at BayCare Ballpark by a score of 3-2, staving off a ninth-inning rally. And the Bradenton Marauders went to Daytona and took Game 1 over the Tortugas by a score of 10-6. How all that affects the standings will start in the East as always. Daytona, despite the loss, they still maintain a 1.5-game lead in that division. The Tortugas are 7-3, and right behind them are the Jupiter Hammerheads at 5-4. In third are the St. Lucie Mets. They're 3-6, 3.5 games back of Daytona. And Palm Beach, they're 5 games back at 2-8, but the Cardinals have already clinched their spot, so they couldn't really care less. And then in the West, the Clearwater Threshers, who have also already clinched their playoff spot, they lead the way at 7-3. Your Blue Jays and the Marauders are tied at 6-4, a game back of Clearwater. In fourth are the Lakeland Flying Tigers. They're 5-5, 2 games back of the Threshers. And then tied for last are the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles and the Tampa Tarpons, both sitting at 4-6. And now it's time to move on to tonight. Brock Selvidge makes his 13th start and 14th overall appearance on the year for the Tarpons. A win-loss record of 3-4 and a 3.55 ERA through 66 innings of work. But he's been solid this year for the Tarpons. The former third-round pick out of Hamilton High School in Arizona has pitched pretty well here in his first full professional season. In two starts against the Blue Jays, he's given up just 2 runs across 9 2/3. We'll see if he has the same kind of line tonight or if the Blue Jays can finally get to the lefty. And for your Blue Jays, Davis Feldman makes his 3rd start, 5th total appearance for the Blue Jays this year. He's 1-1 with a 5.56 ERA, but he has looked good despite those numbers, a couple unlucky breaks he's had to deal with. His last time out, he pitched on his bullpen day, Saturday night in St. Lucie. He went an inning of shutout ball, no hits, just a walk and 3 Ks on his record. Across his 2 starts, 8 1/3 combined innings with 6 total earned runs, but again, a couple unlucky breaks. One roster move to make note of, Brody Rodning has been released from the organization, is no longer on the Dunedin Blue Jays roster. And now we'll get to the lineups first for the visiting Tarpons, managed by Rachel Balkovec. Batting first at second base, Jared Cerna. Batting second at third base, Jesus Rodriguez. Batting third, the DH, minor league rehabber, Ben Rice. Batting fourth, the catcher, Omar Martinez. Batting fifth in center field, Dowry Arias. Batting sixth at shortstop, Brenny Escanillo. Batting seventh in left field, Jake Palmer. Batting eighth in right field, Felix Nagase. And rounding out the order for the Tarpons, batting ninth, the first baseman, Bo Brewer. And now for your Blue Jays, managed by Donnie Murphy. The boys look like this tonight. Batting first at third base, Tucker Thoman. Batting second at shortstop, Manuel Beltre. Batting third at second, Abiezel Ramirez. Batting fourth, the DH, Jeff Wehler. Batting fifth in center field, Jaden Rudd. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Glenn Santiago. Batting seventh in right field, Roque Salinas. Batting eighth in left field, Angel Del Rosario. And rounding out the order for your Blue Jays, batting ninth, the catcher, Nick Deschamps. That'll do it for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network pregame show. We'll be back in about 11 or so minutes for first pitch. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Here with the call is Chris Valentine. Chris, take it away.
Hello and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine. We're here for game two of this six-game set between the visiting Tampa Tarpons and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Davis Feldman on the bump for your Blue Jays, making his third start and fifth total appearance for Dunedin so far this season. The righty out of the windup. First pitch, that one missed a little off the plate outside. 1-0 to start off Jared Cerna. Davis Feldman, the 25-year-old out of Warren, Michigan, signed out of Indy Ball after his time at Eastern Michigan University. 1-0, now 2-0, that one a little bit low. So far on the year, 11 and a third innings of work, 15 Ks, a 5.56 ERA. The righty kicks fires, that one fouled back, up off the pole right there at the front of Blue Jays dugout, and it's 2-1. Blue Jays took last night's ball game by a score of 4-2. Blue Jays held a 2-1 lead from the fourth inning until the eighth, when Tampa finally tied things up. But that was very short-lived as Manuel Beltre stepped up with two outs in the inning, crushing his fourth homer of the year to put the Blue Jays up 3-2. They'd tack another run on in that inning, and Liam Mendez would pitch a fantastic ninth, allowing a walk, but working around it and keeping Tampa off the board for his first professional win, and it came against his former club. Now the 2-2 pitch, ground ball foul, and that's going to keep it 2-2. Jared Cerna, the leadoff man, batting 286, 14 home runs, and 48 RBIs. He's the Florida State League leader in both of those counting stats. Arguably the most dangerous hitter in the league right now. Feldman looking in, and out of the windup, the righty fires. That one lifted up in the air into foul territory. Nick Deschamp to the left of the plate on the warning track makes the grab right in front of the Tampa dugout, and that'll be one up, one down. Let's take a look at the rest of your Blue Jays defense in the outfield, left to right. Angel Del Rosario, Jaden Rudd, and Roque Salinas. Along that infield, third to first, Tucker Thoman at third, Manuel Beltre at short, Abiezel Ramirez at second base, and Glenn Santiago mans first with Nick Deschamp behind the plate. One up, one down now. First pitch to Jesus Rodriguez. Changeup, that one off the plate outside for a ball, 1-0. Wind's blowing straight out towards right center field. That one lifted right side. That's going to get up and out of play. It is a warm one here at TD Ballpark in beautiful Dunedin, Florida. 91 degrees. 1-1 the count to Rodriguez out of the windup. Feldman kicks, fires, ground ball foul left side, and that'll make it 1-2. Jesus Rodriguez on the year batting .294, four home runs and 24 RBIs. He's second in the 1-2-3. Ben Rice waiting on deck. That one just off the plate. This is an ABS game. Automated balls and strikes. Kenny Garcia behind the plate. He is not calling the balls and strikes, just indicating what ABS tells him. That one a little bit low, and that's going to run the count full. Time called at the plate by Jesus Rodriguez. He'll take an extra second or two. Full count, nobody on and one away. Feldman starts to wind up the righty, fires. Caught and a miss, blew the fastball right by him. Jesus Rodriguez couldn't get a connection on it, and that's two down. First strikeout of the night for Davis Feldman.
Designated hitter number 12, Ben Rice.
That'll bring up Ben Rice up for the first time. Minor league rehabber down here from Hudson Valley, the high A affiliate of the New York Yankees. First pitch, that one in there on the outside corner. 94 dots up the black. 0-1 to start it off. Ben Rice working his way back from injury, trying to get back to high A. Spent, I believe, all of last year with Tampa as their main catcher. Time called, and I believe there might be a gate out there in the left field corner. That's slightly open. Angel Del Rosario is going to have to run out and close that. So we're taking our time here, waiting for Delro to go back to his position. Rice spent 68 games, all of his 68 games of the 2022 season with the Tampa Tarpons. Batted .267 with 9 home runs and 36 RBIs. Very solid from the catcher spot. Now that one fouled back to the screen. It's 1-2. This year for Hudson Valley, through 15 games, he was batting .341, had 2 home runs and 10 RBIs. Down in the count, 1-2. He's just 1-for-6 so far in his brief stint back with the Tarpons. Ground ball right side, picked up by Santiago. Underhand toss to Feldman, covering the bag for the 1-3 putout, and that will end the inning. 1-2-3, go the Tarpons. We'll head to the bottom half of the first here at TD Ballpark. No score. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
All right, Blue Jays fans, it's time to play.
What up, Nelly? You ready to do another one, bro? Talk to him. Yeah, running on red lights. Pull up to the club just to get it in right. I do every night. You can call it limelight. I'ma call it my life. Shout it looking all right. TK jeans on, skin tight. She be shaking that tail light. Got me frozen in the road like a deer in the headlights. Ooh, backwoods wanna know if you can roll. That's a rock on a rock, ice cold. Got the coupe on a new town road. Real low, low. I know we just met, but girl, let's roll. Shawty, you gon' love me, and we gon' have some fun. I bring out my big wheel, and you can climb on
dancing with a bro now. I'm a bro now. I'm the who, what, when, where to go now. Show sold out. From the front to the back, hip hop or the hold out. Got the game on the go route. I'm the black Tom Brady and this, I'm the GOAT now. Shorty, I'm so wild. Hard lands out the SoCal. Better know now.
I know we just met, but girl, let's roll.
We're back here in the bottom half of the first inning. Tucker Tolman's going to lead things off for the Blue Jays. He'll be followed by Manuel Beltre and Abiezel Ramirez, the top third in your Dunedin order. The lefty Brock Selvidge is out, making his 13th start and 14th appearance on the year for Tampa. Lefty out of the lineup, kicks, fires, first pitch, fouled back and right next to me. Back into the crowd, and it's 0-1 to start off Tucker Tolman. On the year, batting .223, 5 home runs, and 34 RBIs. Selvidge, glove to face, now starts the windup. The 0-1. Caught in a miss there on the high fastball, and it's 0-2 now to Tolman. Selvidge this year, a 3.55 ERA through 66 total innings of work. 79 Ks so far this season for him through those 66 innings. Compared to just 16 balls, he's been a pretty good arm out of that rotation for the Tarpons all year long. 1-2 now the count. Time called to the plate by Tolman. He'll take an extra second. Selvidge spent all of his time in 2021 and 2022 in the Complex League for the Yankees. In his first year at the single-A level. Lefty, the 1-2 pitch. Upstairs, good take there by Tolman. And that'll even it up 2-2. Lefty-righty matchup. Tolman, the switch hitter, batting from the right side. That one in the dirt, now a full count. Two switch hitters and three lefties in the lineup tonight for the Blue Jays. Abiezel Ramirez, the other switch hitter, he's batting third. Every other batter is a righty after Tolman. 3-2. That one, low and inside. A well-worked walk there by Tolman, who is down in the count 1-2. Saw three straight balls after that. That'll put him on first base. Now Manuel Beltre will step in. Beltre was the hero of last night's ballgame. A solo shot in the eighth inning. His fourth homer of the year. That put the Blue Jays up after Tampa had tied it in that top of the eighth inning. Now another lefty-righty matchup out of the stretch. Selvidge comes set, kicks, and deals. That one in the dirt, 1-0. Tolman not really a threat to steal over there at first base. Just 2-for-2 on the season. Especially with the left-hander looking right at him. He does increase that lead. Now the 1-0. Upstairs. Now a 2-0 count. Selvidge came down on that. A little weird. Popped up and almost fell to his right. Didn't get a good landing spot on that delivery. Two balls, no strikes. The pitch upstairs. Now another pitch above the zone. That's six straight balls now for Brock Selvidge. After he had Tolman down 1-2, he let him go. See if Beltre's got the green light on 3-0. That one low. Ball four, and that's going to get Omar Martinez out from behind the plate. I think he's deciding if he wants to go and talk to his pitcher on the mound or if he's going to give some defensive signals. Right now, he's still just in front of the plate, giving those signals, so not a mound visit here for the Tampa Tarpons. Back-to-back walks to lead off the inning. Now, Abiezel Ramirez will step in, the switch hitter, batting from the left, rather the right side here against the lefty. .216 average, two home runs and eight RBIs so far this year for Dunedin. Playing his 23rd game. Lefty kicks, fires. That one at the knees, called a strike. Slider caught in the bottom part, and it's 0-1. Jeff Wehler, tonight's DH, waiting on deck. He's been swinging a hot bat. Now the 1-2. Ground ball, foul, left side. Rather, it was the 0-1. Got way ahead of myself there. Now it's 0-2. No balls and two strikes, two on and nobody out. Biazel Ramirez taking his first swings. Salvage trying to work past these first two walks to start off this inning and to start off his day. Now Salvage kicks, fires the 0-2. That one just a little up above the zone. Good take there by Biazel. And it's 1-2 the count. One and two. Salvage kicks, fires. That one sent high towards center. Left center field now coming in to make the grab is Arias. And Toman's going to take a few steps off second, but very smartly holds up. Not deep enough to move the runner to third. That'll bring up Jeff Wehler. Now runners on first and second, one away. Jeff Wehler so far in his brief stint with the Blue Jays, 388 average with two home runs and 14 RBIs. He's been on a tear, especially over these last few games. Ended up having an RBI double in last night's game. That one in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start him off. Wehler last night, 2-for-4 with that double, the RBI. That one in there, right on the outside corner. Now down to the count, 0-2. So far through four games, he's played all five games now in this month of July. Batting .579. 11 of 19 at the plate with three doubles, two triples, and a homer. The 0-2 pitch. Ground ball right side. That's going to be down the line. A fair ball. Extra bases potentially for Wehler. It will be. One run comes in, and they're going to wave around Beltre. The throw from right field by Nagase is going to be at the plate. Not in time. Into third goes Wehler. My goodness, he just keeps hitting. Jeff Wehler, a bases-clearing double at the least. We'll see how they rule it. But another extra base hit for Jeff Wehler. Nobody can get this guy out. Now Jaden Rudd stepping in. Runner on third and one away. Infield comes in for Tampa. Lefty-lefty matchup out of the stretch. Salvage kicks, fires. That one popped a little bit away from Martinez, but not far enough. It's going to be 0-1 to start off Jaden Rudd. What a signing Jeff Wehler has ended up being for the Blue Jays organization. Signed out of Indy Ball. Back during the Bradenton series, he joined the team the next day. The 0-1, caught and a miss. A filthy changeup there by Salvage, and it's 0-2. And they do rule that as a triple, the third triple of the year for Jeff Wehler, all coming in this month of July. Two RBIs to tack on. He's now got 16. The 0-2 pitch to Rudd. Caught and a miss on the high heater. Rudd goes down on three pitches. That'll bring up Glenn Santiago.
First pitchman, number 31, Glenn Santiago.
First strikeout of the day for Brock Salvage. Now Santiago stepping in for the first time. Salvage comes set. First pitch. That one in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Santiago. This is the first time the Blue Jays have scored more than one run on Brock Salvage in any of his starts. Facing him for the third time, and it's here in the first inning. Lefty kicks, deals. That one above the zone. Taking for a ball now 1-1. Glenn Santiago on the year batting .236, three home runs and 31 RBIs. He is second on the active roster in RBIs behind only Tucker Thoman. Got a chance to add another one on here. The 1-1, that one in there. 2-1 the count. Jeff Wehler now moving into eighth place in the RBI lead, seventh on the active roster. And just 16 total games played. The 1-2, fouled back into the right. Staying alive is Santiago. It's still 1-2 the count. Righty-lefty matchup. The Blue Jays already with two runs coming across. A chance to tack on a third here in this opening frame. And the pitch. Caught and a miss. Down swinging at that one. Down goes Santiago. Two Ks in the inning for Selvidge, but two runs in the inning for the Blue Jays. The two-run triple by Jeff Wehler. And we'll head to the top of the second here at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays up 2-0.
I got my peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah. I get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. And I see you, the way I breathe you in. It's the texture of your skin. I wanna wrap my arms around you, baby, never let you go. Souvenirs. There's no time, I wanna make more time and give you my whole life. I left my girl, I'm in my Yorker.
We're back here in the top half of the second. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Omar Martinez is gonna lead things off for Tampa. 4-5-6 hitters all due up. Martinez, Arias, and Ascanio. Davis Feldman back out for a second inning worth of work. Righty-lefty matchup with Feldman. First pitch, drops in the breaking ball. Swung over top, 0-1 to start off Martinez. On the year, betting 218, 5 home runs and 54 RBIs. The 0-1, that one, the changeup off the plate outside to even it up 1-1. Feldman with a little bit of a cushion here to work with. Now the 1-1. Caught and a miss. That one below the zone. Martinez went after it. 1-2 now. Two runs both plated on the triple by Jeff Wehler. That dude has been continuing to just hit and hit and hit. The 1-2 pitch, that one off the plate outside. The changeup couldn't get him to chase. Count evens up now, 2-2. Feldman working quick. The windup, the 2-2 pitch. That one, did he go around? He did. Martinez knew he did. Started walking back to the dugout before Nathan Hall could even throw up that fist, and that's one away.
Center fielder, number 24, Dowry Arias.
Second strikeout of the night for Davis Feldman. Now Dowry Arias is going to step in. Lefty-righty matchup. First pitch to Arias. That one a chopper right side. That's going to be picked up by Abiezel. Throw to first is in time for the out, and that's two down. Two up, two down. Now the switch hitter, the shortstop, Brenny Ascanio.
Shortstop, number one, Brenny Ascanio.
Two quick outs recorded by Davis Feldman. Just 5 pitches in the inning so far. Out of the windup, the righty, kicks, deals. That one just above the zone. 1-0 to start off Ascanio. On the year, batting 219, 2 home runs and 22 RBIs. caught and a miss. He definitely went around, tried to hold up, but he was way past the plate. One and one. Feldman working quick again. That one up and out. Two balls and a strike. Nobody on and two down. Feldman gets the ball back from Nick Deschamp. And the pitch. Ground ball. That one went off his front foot and over to the left into foul territory. That'll even it up 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two gone. Some extra time granted to Ascanio after that ball went straight off his front foot. Now the switch hitter batting from the left side here against the righty, digging back in. Feldman looks in, starts the windup. 2-2 pitch. That one off the plate outside. That's going to run it full. Three balls, two strikes. The payoff pitch, that one just off the plate. Feldman trying to will that way, or will that ball back into the zone as he was walking towards the front entrance of the dugout, but he couldn't get the call. That's going to bring up Jake Palmer. Another righty-lefty matchup. Palmer, the last true lefty in the order. First pitch, that one in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start him off. Palmer so far this year batting .214, no home runs, and three RBIs. Just his 11th game here at the single-A level. Feldman now out of the stretch for the first time. Move over to first and back in time is Ascanio. Feldman comes set out there on the mound. 30th pitch of the night. Taking his time, now kicks it, deals that one a little off the plate, and that'll be 2-1. Ascanio takes his lead. Feldman, the pitch. That one in there. Time called to the plate by Palmer. He'll take an extra couple seconds. Ascanio getting some advice from Rachel Balkovec, the manager and first base coach of the Tarpons. Righty-lefty matchup. Feldman taking his time. Out of the stretch, kicks, fires. That one a line shot. That's going to get into left field for a base hit. First hit of the night for the Tarpons. That'll put runners on first and second now for Felix Nagase.
Right fielder, number 29, Felix Nagase.
That'll keep the inning going now. Runners on first and second. Two down, Nagase. Up to the plate. He's been struggling at the plate all year long. First pitch, that one low for a ball. Playing in his 32nd game of the year, he's batting .088 with a home run and four RBIs. Righty-righty matchup, that one lifted way up in the air. Back right side, that's going to get out of play. Count evens up 1-1. Feldman comes set, looks towards second. Now kicks deals. That one drops in there for a strike. 1-2. Now the count to Nagase. Ascanio is trying to time up that delivery by Davis Feldman. I think if they attempt the pickoff move the second, they could easily get him. And Ascanio right then started taking off towards third. That one a little upstairs. Feldman looked him back. Now 2-2 count. I really think they could get Ascanio. Two and two. Feldman. Time call to the plate by Nick Deschamp. So that'll count as a disengagement. That's the first one. Ascanio takes his lead off second base. Righty comes set. Kick steals the 2-2. Caught and a miss. Down swinging goes Nagase. Third K on the night for Davis Feldman. It leaves runners on first and second. We'll head to the bottom half of the second inning here at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays up 2-0.
Hey, fans, make sure to get your hands on.
Are you ready to turn your love for driving into a paycheck every Friday? Academy Bus is hiring professional drivers at $18 an hour with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Visit the careers page at academybus.com to apply now. Academy Bus, from Boston to Miami, we know the way. Academy Bus, the official bus service of your Dunedin Blue Jays.
I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I changed, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay. Wake up, I'm wasted still. I realize the time that I wasted till. I feel like you can't feel the way I feel. I'll be f***ed up if you can't be right. Oh, I'll be f***ed up if you can't be right. I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you. Your touch, you're the reason I believe in love. It's been difficult for me to trust. And
we're back here in the bottom of the second. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Roque Salinas is going to lead things off for Dunedin. First pitch by Brock Selvidge. That one misses off the plate outside for a ball. 1-0 to start off Roque. Blue Jays up 2-0. Getting Selvidge for two. That one lifted high towards left. Shielding his eyes from the sun is Jake Palmer. Now he settles, and that is caught for out number one. One up, one down. That'll bring up Angel Del Rosario. Bottom third in the order. Due up in this half inning. First Salinas, now Delro and Deschamp. 256 average on the year for Del Rosario. Three home runs and 15 RBIs. Third baseman, Jesus Rodriguez, playing in on the infield grass. First pitch above the zone. No, right at the top of the zone. Take it for a strike. It's 0-1. Rest of the infield playing straight up against Delro. Out of the windup, Selvidge. The pitch. That one in there. Oh, into the count now to Angel Del Rosario. Taking his first at bat of the night. Now the 0-2. Upstairs. 1-2. He takes that fastball near eye level. Del Rosario in the St. Lucie series. In game 5. Two-run shot. That one cut out and missed. Now down swinging goes Delro.
Catcher, number 6, Nick Deschamps.
Two up, two down. Now the fourth K of the night for Brock Selvidge. Rather, third K of the night. And that'll bring up Nick Deschamps batting in the ninth spot, bottom of the order. Lefty-lefty matchup. First pitch by Selvidge. That one, the slider, started off at the shoulder. Came back into the zone 0-1. .162 average on the year for Deshaun, 3 home runs and 14 RBIs. That one in the dirt. Evens it up 1-1. Deshaun, the average at 162, but that OBP at 347. He's been seeing the ball really well, especially as of late. The 1-1. Caught and a miss. Realized a little bit too late that was going to be off the plate. And now it's a 1-2 count. Checking his swing. He went around. It was blocked by Martinez. Now throw to first in time. Now one of the dirt got him swinging. And that'll end the inning. Two Ks, now four on the night for Salvage. We'll head to the top of the third here at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays up by two. We're back here in the top half of the third. Davis Feldman back out for his third inning worth of work. Bo Brewer is going to lead things off for the Tarpons. Blue Jays with a 2-0 lead. Feldman, no runs on one hit and one walk so far tonight. Time called as I think Kenny Garcia had something in his eye. Home plate umpire with that mask off. Now he puts it back on, and he's back behind the plate. Righty-righty matchup to start off this inning. First pitch, that one a little outside. 1-0 to start off Brewer. 9-1, two hitters due up. Brewer, Serna, and Rodriguez. All three righties due up in this half inning to face Feldman. That one lifted high towards left. Delro moving just to his right, makes the grab, and that'll be out number one. Just 80.8 miles an hour off the bat of Bo Brewer, that fly ball. He could have got a better connection on it. Probably still going. Nobody on and one away out of the windup. Feldman kicks, fires, first pitch to Jared Serna. That one in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start him off. He fouled out to the left side of the plate, caught by Nick Deschamps to start off this ballgame. Now the 0-1. God, and a miss there on the slider. 0-2. Really disgusting pitch there by Feldman. Time called to the plate now by Serna. That one just a little outside. Now 1-2 count. Ball and two strikes, the pitch. Ground ball up the middle. That's going to be picked up on a dive by Beltre. Off is behind. The throw to first is not going to be in time. Couldn't get up to make the throw. Had to throw it while sitting down. And Cerna, who slid into the first base bag.
Third baseman, number 35.
At a very awkward rate of speed. He popped up away from it. He's aboard with an infield single. Not a lot Beltre could have done there. That ground ball wasn't hit overly hard, and he still had to run a long way. First pitch, that one a line shot into left. Back-to-back hits. And now Ben Rice is going to be the batter.
Designated hitter, number 12, Ben Rice.
After the first out, recorded to Bro Brewer, Jared Cerna and Jesus Rodriguez both find their way aboard, and now runners on first and second, one away for Ben Rice. He grounded out to first and is only a bat thus far. Righty-lefty matchup. Feldman out of the stretch, kicks deals. That one lifted high towards right center. Back goes Roque over towards the track, and that's going to be off the wall. Extra bases for Rice. The throw is going to get over the head of Abiazal Ramirez, and they're going to hold the runner at third. Now the throw's behind. Throw now to the plate by Toman, and they're going to get him. Now a throw back to third, and Deshaun's going to hold on to it. A late stop sign to Jesus Rodriguez really caught him up. He had to slide back. Third base coach for Tampa was very, very late. That's Lino Diaz. Very late to throw out that stop sign, and it really cost the Tarpons. Now runner on third and two down, a 2-1 ball game. Omar Martinez, first pitch to him. That one cut out and missed. That one a little low and outside. Changeup couldn't get a chase, and now evens up the count 1-1. Martinez struck out swinging and is only a bat thus far. Righty kicks, fires. That one in there for a called strike. Just caught that inside corner. Now Feldman, a pitch away from getting out of this with the lead still intact, but 2-1. Feldman comes set. Kicks, fires. Caught and a miss. Down swinging to the low changeup. And that's exactly what Feldman's able to do. An RBI double by Ben Rice, but Feldman able to get out of the inning with the lead still intact. 2-1 lead, Blue Jays ahead going into the bottom half of the third here at TD Ballpark. We'll be back. Back here, bottom half of the third. Tucker Thoman's going to lead things off for the Blue Jays. Top of the order, two up. Thoman, Beltre, and Abiazal Ramirez. Brock Selvidge back out for his third inning worth of work. Out of the windup, the lefty kicks, fires. First pitch to Thoman, cut at and missed. Looked like the changeup that time by Selvidge. Feldman did give up a run in the top half of this inning, but the Blue Jays still up by a run. That one catches the outside corner. 0-2 now quickly to Toman. Time called on the plate by Toman. Now he's back in. Out of the windup, the 0-2 pitch. Caught and a miss. No, foul tip. Got the very slightest of piece to it, and it popped off the mitt of Omar Martinez. Now still 0-2. Toman reached on a walk and is only at bat. Scored the opening run for the Blue Jays on that triple by Wheeler. That one lifted right side. That's going to fade out of play. Tucker stays alive. He'll see another. Now the 0-2. That one way up and out. One ball, two strikes. Salvage. Kick steals. Ground ball, left side. That's going to kick foul. Salvage really settled down in that second inning, a 1-2-3 inning for him after those two early runs. Now the 1-2 pitch to Toman, up and out. Another ball on the board, evens it up 2-2. Toman originally had a 1-2 count in the first at bat, ended up working the walk. Now the 2-2 again. Ground ball left side. That's going to be a fair ball. Backhanded by Rodriguez. It gets underneath his glove. Now over towards second goes Toman. Throw is going to be to second, and back to first goes Toman. It looked like Rodriguez had fielded that cleanly at first. It'll end up being an infield single, I'm sure. Would have been a really tough play either way for him to make. Now Manuel Beltre will be the batter. Runner on first, nobody out. Toman aboard for the second consecutive time. Lefty-righty matchup. Salvage, kick, steals. Ground ball up the middle, this could be two. Picked up by Cerna, steps on the bag, throw to second in time. A 4-3 double play. That's exactly what Salvage needed. It's that leadoff man out on the base paths, and they still haven't ruled. Now they finally do. It was ruled as an E5. First pitch, that one in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off for Ramirez. There must have been some kind of debate going over there in the press box with the official scorers trying to come up with the ruling for that play by Rodriguez. Ends up being an error on his part. 1-1 now the count to Abiazel. That one bounced off the plate. Lefty out of the windup, the 1-1. Ground ball, left side again, picked up by Rodriguez cleanly that time. Long throw across the diamond is in time to get Ramirez, and that'll end the inning. We'll head to the top half of the fourth here at TD Ballpark. We're a third of the way through this ballgame already. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Dunedin leads 2-1.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
I'm on an island, even when you're close. Can't take the silence.
Back here, top half of the fourth. 2-1 ball game. Dowry Arias is going to lead things off for the Tarpons. Lefty-righty matchup. Feldman out of the windup. First pitch. That one skips right at the plate. 1-0 to start off Arias. 5-6-7 hitters due up. Arias, Ascanio, and Palmer. Arias grounded out to second in his only at bat thus far. The 1-0. That one in there on the outside corner. Evens it up 1-1. That one inside. Two balls and a strike. Rip towards right. That's going to get through for a base hit. A bullet off the bat of Arias. Picked up out there in the right field area by Roque Salinas. Gets it back to the infield.
Shortstop number one, Brenny Ascanio.
Feldman in his fourth inning of work. The Blue Jays do have a lefty warming up. It looks like Harry Rutkowski. So not exactly sure how long they'll let Feldman continue. Out of the stretch, first pitch, that one a little off the plate, 1-0. Another righty-lefty matchup with a switch-hitting shortstop, Brenny Ascanio. Feldman, the 1-0. That one just below the knees. Two balls, no strikes. Feldman did pitch just 3 days ago. Fouled back. Now 2-1 the count. Righty kicks deals. That one in on the hands again. Fouled back. Now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, a runner on first. Nobody out. Feldman looking in. 2-2 pitch. That one low and inside. Well kept in front by Nick Deschamps. That keeps Arias at first for the time being. But a full count now to Ascanio. He reached on a walk on a full count and his only plate appearance so far tonight. Three balls, two strikes, the pitch. That one inside, ball four. That's going to put runners on first and second to start off this inning for Tampa, and that's going to get Donnie Murphy out of the dugout. Not exactly sure what Feldman's expectation was coming into tonight with him pitching 3 days ago. It being his bullpen day, thought it could have been just more of the usual with the Blue Jays having to throw out more arms than normal on less rest than normal. 12 games in 12 days, but they go to the bullpen here early. Just 3-plus innings of work for Feldman, and Harry Rutkowski will come in to pitch. We'll talk about more with him when we return. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. here, top half of the fourth inning. Harry Rutkowski, the new pitcher for the Blue Jays. First pitch, that one in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Jake Palmer. Runners out first and second, inherited by Davis Feldman. Rutkowski, his mission is to keep them right where they need to be. Lefty-lefty matchup following Palmer or two righties. That one low and outside. Feldman goes 3+, gives up the one run, but he is responsible for both runners on. 5 hits, 2 walks, 4 Ks for Feldman in his third career start. Rutkowski, a 1-1 count. Lefty kicks, fires. Caught and a miss. 1-2, now the count to Palmer. Time call to the plate. Palmer's going to take an extra couple seconds. Rutkowski on for the 22nd time this year. 3.38 ERA through 29 and a third. A 5-0 win-loss record. Rutkowski comes set. Checks second base now. Kicks, fires. That one fouled off left side. Palmer stays alive. He'll see another. Blue Jays leading this ballgame by a score of 2-1. Trying to take the first two games of this six-game set against Tampa. One, two, that one a little up high. Checked his swing, and that'll even it up 2-2. Looking around the Florida State League right now at the moment. Fort Myers currently beating Jupiter by a score of 1-0 in the bottom half of the third. 2-2, that one hit Palmer right on the elbow, and that's going to load up the bases. Blue Jays in a little bit of a situation here. Bases loaded, no outs. Now Felix Nagase is going to step in. Corners are going to come in. Middle infield in double play depth. First pitch to Nagase, that one cut at and missed. 0-1 to start him off. Struck out swinging and is only at bat thus far, 0-1. Rutkowski comes set. The 0-1 pitch, that one low. Evens up the count, now 1-1. Palm Beach currently beating Clearwater. 2-0 at Baycare Ballpark, not too far from here. The 1-1, that one low and inside, kept in front by Deschamps. He calls time as Kenny Garcia has to get a new ball for Rutkowski, and it's 2-1. Bradenton and Daytona, they're in the fourth inning. It's already 3-3. And at St. Lucie and Lakeland, they've been delayed due to weather. 2-1 pitch. That one sent high towards left. Delro now late going back, and that's going to get over his head. Misread with the sun. That's going to go down as an extra base hit. One run comes in. Two runs come in. The third is going to be to the plate, and it's not going to be in time. Base is clearing double for Felix Nagase. RBIs 5, 6, and 7 on the year.
Number 28, Bo Brewer.
So that's going to put an additional two runs on the line for Davis Feldman. That officially ends his pitching line. 3 innings pitched, 5 hits, 3 runs, all earned, 2 walks and 4 Ks. Now Tampa has a 4-2 lead here in the top half of the fourth inning. That one lifted high towards left center. Jaden Rudd's going to have room. He'll make the grab, and Nagase is going to stay there at second base.
Second baseman, number 5, Jared Cerna.
T- Tampa with their first lead of the night. Now Jared Cerna, very dangerous hitter coming up with a runner on second and one away. Lefty comes set, kicks, fires. That one cut at and missed. 0-1 to start off Cerna. 1-for-2 on the day with an infield single. Came around and scored the first run. O-1 pitch, caught and a miss there on the fastball, and it's 0-2. They have changed that error on that play by Jesus Rodriguez to a hit. That Tucker Thoman. That play off the bat of Tucker Thoman. That's now ruled as a base hit. Oh, and two, the pitch. That one off the plate. One, two, there goes Nagase, cutting a miss, and that's going to get back behind Deschamps. Now heading over to first is Cerna, and I don't think Deschamps realized it.
Third baseman, number 35, Hazel.
Well, that didn't work out for the Blue Jays. Got the cut and a miss, but it got past Deschamps. That's going to put runners on the corners. Felix Nagase ends up getting credited with a stolen bag. Now lefty already match up for Jesus Rodriguez. First pitch to him's fouled off right side. Oh, and one to start off Rodriguez. He's 1-for-2 on the day with a single and to left. Rutkowski kicks, fires. That one off the plate outside. Dunedin trying to get out of this inning. Already a bunch of damage has been felt by the pitching staff. Now 2-1. Two balls, a strike. The pitch by Rutkowski. That one lifted in the air to right. Backing up is Roque. Now he comes set. That's going to score a run. Throw is going to be cut off by Santiago, and sliding into home is Nagase, and now it's 5-2.
Designated hitter, number 12, Ben Rice.
Runner stays at first base now. Two down for Ben Rice. Runner still at first. Lefty-lefty matchup. Ben Rice up for the third time. Move over to first and back in safely is Jared Cerna. Rutkowski kicks, fires. There goes Cerna. Throw down to second's not going to come. And Cerna actually stopped back over at first base. Cerna turned back to first after starting to take off. Fastball was called a strike. It's 0-1. Not one low and outside. One and one. Serna still over there at first. Now the 1-1 pitch lifted towards center. Coming in a little bit is Jaden Rudd. He's going to settle, make the grab for out number three. But Tampa puts up four. They take a 5-2 lead. We'll head to the bottom half of the fourth here at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays now down by three.
Your wind in this way.
You know I got your number all night. I'm always on your team. I got your back, all right. Taking those losses if it treats you right. I wanna put you into the spotlight. If the world would only know what you've been holding back. Heart attacks every night. Oh, you know it's not right. I will follow you way down wherever you may go. I follow you way down to your deepest low. I'll always be around wherever life takes you. You know I follow you. Call you up. You've been crying all night. You're only disappointed in yourself. Alright. Taking those losses if it treats you right. I wanna take you into the sunlight.
We're back here, bottom half of the fourth. Jeff Wehler's going to lead things off for the Blue Jays. Brock Salvage back out for his fourth inning worth of work. Righty-lefty matchup out of the windup. Salvage, first pitch. Caught and a miss there by Wehler. It's 0-1 to start him off. Two RBI triple for Wehler in his first and only plate appearance of the night. That gave the Blue Jays a 2-0 lead, and Tampa's come back since. Caught and a miss there. Back-to-back fastballs. Now it's 0-2. Time called to the plate by Wehler. He'll take an extra few seconds. Now batting an even 400 here in the Florida State League. Out of the windup. The 0-2. That one just below the zone. A great take there by Wehler. The 1-2 pitch, that one upstairs. Count evens now 2-2. Out of the windup, 2-2 pitch. That one in the dirt. Now a full count. Three balls, two strikes, the pitch. That one low and outside. Wehler, who was down 0-2, takes the next four. And draws the leadoff walk. That's going to bring up Jaden Rudd.
Center fielder, number three, Jaden Rudd.
Jaden Rudd stepping in for the second time. He struck out swinging and is only at bat thus far. Lefty-lefty matchup. Third baseman Jesus Rodriguez playing in on the infield grass. First pitch, that one in there for a strike. Salvage now working out of the stretch. There goes Wehler. Throw down to second's not going to come. It popped a little bit away from Omar Martinez on the transition. And into second with a stolen bag is Jeff Wehler. puts himself in scoring position. Stolen base, number 9 on the season now for Wehler. He's 9 of 11. A 1-1 count to Rudd. Chance here for the Blue Jays to answer back. That one fouled back and out of play. It's 1-2. Time call to the plate by Jaden Rudd. He'll take a few steps out. Grab some dirt and the pine tar on his bat. 1-2. Couple chances for the Blue Jays to bring a run in and cut the deficit. 1-2 pitch. In on the hands. Lifted towards left. Back is Palmer. He comes set. He'll make the grab. And Jeff Wehler will have to stay there at second base.
First baseman, number 31, Glenn Santiago.
That brings up Glenn Santiago, now up for the second time. He also struck out swinging that end of the first inning. Runner on second, one away. Lefty-righty matchup. And Wehler headed off early, throw down to third. That's going to get him. Little too aggressive. He took off before Selvidge had started his delivery, and that wipes away the runner aboard for the Blue Jays. Now two down. First pitch, the ground ball left side. That's going to be picked up by Rodriguez. Throw across the diamond in time for the out. The Blue Jays can't take advantage of a runner on second with no outs. We'll head to the bottom, top half of the fifth here at TD Ballpark. It's 5-2.
Well, we grew up down by the railroad track, shooting BBs at old beer cans. Choking on the smoke from a lucky strike somebody lifted off of his old man. We were football flunkies, southern rock junkies, cranking up the stereos. Singing loud and proud to Gimme Three Steps, Simple Man, and Curtis Lowe. We were good, you know. Got some discount knowledge at the junior college where we majored in beer and girls. It was all real funny till we ran out of money and they threw us out into the world. Yeah, the kids that thought they'd run this town ain't running much of anything. Just loving and laughing and busting our asses and we call it all living the dream. But these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's a way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way. These are my people. Well, we take it all week on the chin with a grin till we make it to a Friday night. And it's church league softball, holler about a bad call, preacher breaking up a fight. Then later on at the Green Light Tavern, well, everybody's gathering his friends. And the beers are full until Monday.
We're back here in the top half of the fifth. Harry Rutkowski back out for a second inning worth of work. Omar Martinez going to lead things off. Lefty-lefty matchup. First pitch by Rutkowski. That one in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Martinez. Omar Martinez 0-2, 2K so far tonight. Rutkowski comes set. The 0-1. That one off the plate outside. Evens it up 1-1. Tampa up 5-2 after scoring 4 in their last time up to the plate, sending 8 batters in that inning. Now a 2-1 as that one was up and inside. Time call to the plate by Martinez. He'll take an extra few seconds. Two 2-1 pitch. That one in there. Slider. Outside corner now. 2-2 pitch. 2-2 count, rather. That one breaks the bat into right center field. It bloops in. A base hit for Omar Martinez. The bat failed, but he did not. A leadoff single for Martinez. That puts a runner on. Nobody out for Dowry Arias, the center fielder. All that was left of that bat was the handle. The barrel went all the way towards Abias del Ramirez at second base. Leadoff man aboard for Tampa, Rutkowski. He comes set, first pitch to Arias. That one above the zone, take it for a ball, 1-0. Lefty-lefty matchup. The 1-0, lifted, left side. That might stay in play. Out there is Del Rosario, and that is going to fade up and over the netting. One and one. Arias on the day, 1-for-2, a run scored. Blue Jays trailing by 3 here, top half of the 5th. Rutkowski kicks, fires that one upstairs. 2-1 now the count. That one misses off the plate. Close pitch. ABS didn't like it enough. 3-1 now. That one low and outside, a walk. Single and a walk, just like the last inning, to start off the top of the 5th. Now runners on first and second. Nobody out for Brenny Ascanio. Ascanio up for the third time. He's 0-for-0 with 2 walks and a run scored so far tonight. Runners on first and second. Nobody out. Batting from the right side here against the lefty. First pitch. That one above the zone, take it for a ball, 1-0. Rutkowski comes set, the 1-0 pitch. Lifted right side, that's going to get up and out of play. One ball, one strike. Rutkowski staring over towards second. Now kicks, deals. That one up and out. Rutkowski struggling with his command a little bit here tonight. 36 pitches, 19 have gone for balls. Just 17 strikes. Time called. It was by Deschamps, so that's going to count as a disengagement. Two balls, a strike. And the pitch. Lifted up in the air, right side towards the Blue Jays dugout. That's going to get up and out of play. Pinballs around on the seats, and now it's a 2-2 count. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch by Rutkowski. That one low and inside. Good pick there by Nick DeSchaum. That runs the count full. Nobody warming up the pen quite yet for Dunedin. Rutkowski now at 38 pitches. And the 3-2. That one inside. A single and back-to-back walks. That loads up the bases now for Jake Palmer, and that's going to get Corey Reardon out of the dugout. Tampa threatening again here in this top half of the fifth. They scored four in the last inning. Trying to score in three consecutive innings. They're well poised to do so. Runners all over the place for Tampa.
Left fielder, number 27, Jake Palmer.
Now Jake Palmer, the left fielder. He's one for one. He was also hit by a pitch and came around to score. Bases loaded. No outs for Tampa. Lefty comes set. Kicks, deals. That one lifted towards left center. Coming in is Delrow, and that's going to fall in front of him. That's going to force a run in. Now a 6-2 Tampa lead here, top of the fifth.
Right fielder, number 29, Felix Nagase.
RBI single for Jake Palmer. That brings up Felix Nagase. Lefty-righty matchup. First pitch, lifted. Right side, coming in is Roque. Down the line, out there is Santiago as well in foul territory. Roque slides. Did he make the grab? No, it popped away from him. Great effort by Roque Salinas, but he couldn't corral it in. Nagase survives for the time being. Now an 0-1 count. Bases clearing double his last time up. Three RBIs. That one in there. Inside corner. Now an 0-2 count. No balls, two strikes. And the pitch. Tapper off the end of the bat. That's going to be a foul ball. Nagase stays alive. And the count stays 0-2. Back in the box. Now Rutkowski comes set. Base is still loaded. Nobody out. The 0-2 pitch. In on the hands, fouled back. Still nobody warming up for the Blue Jays. Rutkowski, this next pitch will be his 45th. The 0-2, fouled back again. Negates three straight foul balls to stay alive. It's still 0-2. Rutkowski comes set. Sixth pitch of the at-bat. Fouled off again. Gronkowski having trouble putting him away. Caught and a miss. No. In the dirt. Checked his swing. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. The pitch by Rutkowski. Line shot picked by Toman. Throw to the plate is going to be in time for the force. So Toman with a nice play. Dive into his left to get that pickup. Popped up through to the plate to keep another run off the board. It stays 6-2. Bases stay loaded. Now for Bo Brewer. That one lifted towards right center. Pretty shallow. Roque's right there. He'll make the grab, and there goes the runner. Throw to the plate by Roque, and it's not in time. No tag applied by Deschamps. A nice slide there by Brenny Ascanio to avoid the tag, and that's going to go down as a sack fly for Bo Brewer. It was a great throw by Roque, but Deschamps had to get it on the fly right in front of the plate, and that gave Ascanio enough room to slide away from the tag. The other two runners stay where they are. It's now 7-2 in favor of Tampa. First pitch, low and outside for a ball, 1-0. Caught and a miss. Now 1-1. Lefty kicks, deals that one low and inside. Now 2-1. Fouled back to the screen. Now still alive in the count is Serna. He's up for the fourth time, 1-3, but he did reach on a wild pitch after striking out. That one fouled off again. Two balls and two strikes. Runners on first and second for Tampa. They've scored two in this inning. Now seven across the last three innings. Take a 5-run lead. Jared Serna. 2-2 count the pitch. Caught and a miss. Down swinging he goes. That'll end the inning, but Tampa attacks another 2-1. 7-2 ball game. Tampa in front. We'll head to the bottom half of the fifth. We're halfway through this ball game here at TD Ballpark. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Lay back and smell the sun. got a fire going down by the riverside. Sip whiskey out the bottle, living like we'll never die. Come on and stay a while if you don't believe me. Why would I ever leave? 'Cause I know I got some good friends that live.
We're back here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Brock Selvidge back out for his fifth inning worth of work. First pitch to Roque Salinas, taking upstairs for a ball. 1-0 to start him off. Blue Jays down by 5 after 7 unanswered runs by the Tarpons over the last 3 innings. That one in there for a called strike. Now a 1-1 count. Bottom third of the order due up. Salinas, Del Rosario, and Deschamps. Ground ball right side. That's going to be picked up by the second baseman, Serna. Waiting on it. Throw to first and in time to get Roque. Close play with Bo Brewer. Originally trying to go pick that ball up off the clay. But he got back in time to get the out, says Nathan Hall. One up, one down. Now Angel Del Rosario. Up for just the second time. He flew out to left and is only at bat. Salvage kicks, deals that one in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Delro. After 2 early runs given up by Salvage, last 3 innings he's faced the minimum. That one taken below the zone. 4 ball, now 1-1. One ball, one strike. Ground ball foul, left side. One and two, the count to Del Rosario. Out of the windup, Selvidge, the lefty kicks, fires. Caught and a miss. Down swinging goes Delro. Strikeout number 5 in the first since the second inning for Salvage. That'll bring up Nick Deschamps. Salvage at 65 pitches. He's been incredibly efficient since that first inning. First pitch to Deschamps. That one taken above the zone for a ball 1-0. Now the 0-1, ground that one below the zone, taken for a ball 2-0. Deschamps takes that one up and inside, now a 3-0 count to him. Top of the order on deck, Tucker Thoman. And that one in there, top of the zone. Deschamps without the green light on the 3-0 count. Now he'll see another. 3 balls, a strike, nobody on, and 2 down. Out of the windup, Salvage, his 70th pitch of the night. Up and in. Deschamps takes it for a ball, and he draws the walk.
Third baseman, number 35, Tucker Thoman.
That's going to bring up Tucker Thoman. He's 1-for-1 with a walk and a run scored. He reached on what was originally ruled an E5. It was later changed to an infield single. Salvage kicks, fires, first pitch. Chopper over towards short. Picked up by Ascanio. He goes the easy way, gets the force at second, and that'll end the inning. No runs, no hits. One man left the board. We'll head to the top of the sixth inning here at TD Ballpark. 7-2, Tampa leads.
Put your loving hand out, baby. Anytime I see you, let me know. But the plan and see, just let me go. I'm on my knees when I'm begging, 'cause I don't wanna lose you. Hey, yeah. Da, 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 da. 'Cause I'm begging, begging you. Put your love in the hand now, baby. I'm begging, begging you. Put your love in the hand now, darling. I need you to understand. Try so hard to be your man, the kind of man you want in the end. Only then can I begin to live again. An empty shell I used to be, the shadow all my life was hanging over me. A broken man.
We're back here, top of the sixth. Joey Murray is the new pitcher for the Blue Jays. He takes over for Harry Rutkowski. On to pitch this sixth inning, minor league rehabber down here in Dunedin. 2-3-4 hitters due up. Jesus Rodriguez, Ben Rice, and Omar Martinez. Righty kicks, fires, first pitch. That one just below the zone, taken for a ball, 1-0. Blue Jays trailing by 5, trying to stop the bleeding. Now the 1-0, cut and a miss. Slider that time by Murray, and it's 1-1. Joey Murray, the former 8th-round draft pick by the Blue Jays back in 2018 out of Kent State. Fouls that one back and out of play. Rodriguez now down 1-2. 26 years old. Pitching in his 4th game for the Blue Jays during this rehab stint. 3 2/3 so far. Across those 3 appearances, just 1 run allowed. Righty-righty matchup. Out of the stretch, Murray kicks, deals. That one way up above the zone. Lost the grip on that one, and it's 2-2. Two pitch, cut and a miss. Nasty curveball there by Murray. That's out number 1. Strikeout number 1 for him on the night. And that'll bring up Ben Rice.
Number 12, Ben Rice.
Ben Rice up for the 4th time. He's 1-for-3 with a double and an RBI. Ground out and a fly out. Otherwise, first pitch, that one in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start him off. Final line for Harry Rutkowski. 2 innings of work, 3 hits, 4 runs, all earned. 2 walks and 2 Ks. Righty kicks, deals. Curveball, caught and a miss. Gross pitch there by Joey Murray, and it's 0-2. Joey breaks out that curveball and has it working. It's a thing of beauty. Back to old school baseball. The 0-2. Caught and a miss. Down swinging on 3 pitches goes Ben Rice. Back-to-back Ks for Joey Murray. And that'll bring up Omar Martinez.
Catcher number 13, Omar Martinez.
First pitch, that one bounced. 0-1, rather 1-0 to start off Martinez. Martinez on the day, Single and a run scored. His bat snapped as he led off the top half of the last inning. But that ball blooped into right center field. Now a 2-0 count. Murray comes set, kicks, fires. That one hammered to right. That's going to drop in front of Roque. Came up ready to fire to first base, but Santiago wasn't on the bag. Martinez just jogging his way to first, but I doubt he would have got him anyway.
Number 24, Dowry Arias.
Second hit of the night for Omar Martinez. Now Dowry Arias is back up. He's 1-for-2 with a walk and a run scored. That one lifted towards right. Roque, that's going to drop in front of him. He's throwing to third. Came up firing. Keeping that runner there at second base, but Martinez wasn't going to try. Back-to-back singles to right field. Now runners on first and second. Two down for Brenny Ascanio. Blue Jays used a mound visit as Deshaun went over to Joey Murray to just calm him down a little bit, maybe change the signs with the runner at second base. Batting from the left side against the righty, the switch hitter Ascanio up. That one in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start him off. Ascanio has drawn three straight full counts and has worked a walk in all three of them. Been very patient at the plate. Righty kicks, fires. Curveball caught and a miss. Now down 0-2. Love that curveball by Joey Murray. Everyone he's thrown has been right at 71 miles an hour. And the 0-2. Curveball again. Couldn't drop it in the top of the zone. Just above the zone now. 1-2 count. And the 1-2. And on the hands, I believe that might have went off either the glove or the mask of Deshaun. But he popped right up, and it looks to be all right. So I'm assuming it was the glove. 1-2. Murray comes set. The 1-2. Curveball, got him swinging. 3 Ks in the inning for Joey Murray. That curveball, a thing of beauty. And we'll head to the bottom half of the sixth here at TD Ballpark. Tampa still leads 7-2.
I'll be like, sheesh, sunset on the beach. Make me want to pull up from Miami with the heat. I don't know about you. Something's happening inside of me. Excellence, yeah, it's gotta be. Hot and cold, it's dichotomy. Rock with me, we some prodigies. La-di-da-di, we party. They hear us down in the lobby. We try to tell them to join us. And if they don't, they'll be sorry. No time to be out of hating. It's history in the making. I'm loving all the options. Quite everything that they're saying. My mama proud as she ought to be. Elton John keep on calling me. But even if he didn't, she still think we hit the lottery. Don't need diamonds to be cold. I'm like, oh, you just gotta let it show. Run it back and let's reload. I'll be like, sheesh, sunset on the beach. Make me wanna pull up from Miami with the heat. I don't know about you, but I know about me. Summertime in Florida, catch me sliding on the keys.
I'm sliding, my loose could kill, they violent. Look at me, look at me. I'm the captain and pilot. I'm on an island private. Don't ask me what the vibe is. I can't define it, can't even put that shit down.
I be like, sheesh, sunset on the beach. If you wanna pull up on Miami with the heat.
We're back here. Bottom half of the sixth. Manuel Beltre is going to lead things off for the Blue Jays. Brock Selvidge back out for a sixth inning worth of work. First pitch, the fastball in there for a called strike to start off Beltre 0-1. Just the two runs in the first inning, then four straight zeros so far by Selvidge. Out of the windup, the lefty, the 0-1, ground ball foul. Good pick there by Donnie Murphy. And it's 0-2. The 0-2 pitch, caught, and a foul tip straight down. First, I didn't think Beltre got a piece of it, but he stays alive. It stays 0-2. Beltre, Ramirez, and Wehler, the 2-3-4 hitters, all due up in this half inning. Selvidge out of the windup. Kick steals the 0-2. Now in a line shot up the middle. That's going to be picked on the hop by Serna. Throw to first is in time. Barely able to get Beltre, who was hustling down the line. Off-balance throw had just enough power to get to first before Beltre. Now one up, one down. Nice 4-3 put out there by Jared Serna. That's going to bring up a BSL Ramirez. Batting from the right side again here against the lefty. First pitch, that one in there for a strike. Chopper left side off the mound is Selvidge. Left of the mound, throw to first in time. Nice play there by the pitcher. Two quick outs. That'll bring up Jeff Wehler. Nobody on, two down. Out of the windup, Selvidge kicks, fires, first pitch to Wehler. That one low for a ball, 1-0. Wehler 1-for-1 with that 2-RBI triple in the first inning, responsible for both runs that came in for the Blue Jays. Reached on a walk, stole a bag his second time up. That one missed, now a 2-0 count. Two out to Wehler. That one misses up and out. Three out count to Wehler. We'll see if he's got the green light. Selvidge out of the windup. 3-0 pitch. That one missed low. A 4-pitch walk. Very, very close on that last pitch. That'll put Wehler on first on aboard for the third consecutive time. Now Jaden Rudd will step in. First pitch, that one inside. Taken for a ball, 1-0. Lefty-lefty matchup, cut in the miss there. Now 1-1. Wehler stole a bag his last time aboard. See if he tries to take off and maybe jumpstart a little offense. Now the 1-1. That one inside. Rudd getting out of the way. 2-1 the count. That one fouled down, and it's picked up in fair territory. Jaden Rudd saying it went off of him. Kenny Garcia didn't see it, but it was seen by Nathan Hall. Kenny Garcia says, my bad, I didn't see it. And Jaden's still alive. He didn't move from the box. He knew it went off of him. Now the 2-2. Fouled off. Jaden stays alive again. Now 2-2, still the count. Whaler on first. Blue Jays down by 5 here in the bottom half of the 6th. There goes Whaler. That one popped up right side. In play, out in foul territory is Bo Brewer. He backs up, makes the grab. That'll end the inning. No runs, no hits. One man left aboard. We'll head to the bottom half, top half of the 7th here at TD Ballpark. 7-2, Tampa leads. Back here in the top of the 7th, Joey Murray back out for his second inning worth of work. Jake Palmer going to lead things off. First pitch by the righty. That one in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Palmer. 17 pitches through the first inning for Murray, out for his second. An 0-1 count to start off Palmer. 3 Ks in that first inning for Joey Murray. Now the 0-1, that one bounces. Count evens now 1-1. A ball and a strike. Murray kicks, deals. Curveball way up high. 68 that time. But he lost the grip. And almost got over the head of Nick Deschamps. Now a 2-1 count to Jake Palmer. Palmer's reached all 3 times. He's 2-for-2, and he was hit by a pitch. Ground ball right side. Charging in is Abiezel Ramirez. Pick up and the throw in time for out number 1.
Right fielder, number 29, Felix Negase.
that one. Lifted back and out of play. 0-1 to start off Felix Nagase. Nagase 1-for-3 of the double. 3 RBIs and a run scored. Also a stolen base. The 0-1 by Murray. That curveball a little bit higher on the velo, 75 that time. And it didn't drop 1-1. That one in there on the outside corner. 1-2 now the count. That one bounces in front of the plate. Now a 2-2 count to Felix Nagase. Curveball again that time by Murray. Evens up the count. Righty-righty matchup. Nobody on and one away. Murray comes set, and the 2-2. That one, low outside corner, called strike 3. Down looking goes Nagase. Fourth K for Joey Murray. That'll bring up Bo Brewer, bottom of the order. First pitch, that missed to Bo Brewer. 1-0 to start him off. Now the 1-0. That one, low outside corner, called a strike. Nice slider there by Murray. 0-2, the count to Brewer. Brewer 0-2 with a sacrifice fly. That brought in a run for Tampa back in that fifth inning. That one just missed. Count's actually 2-1. Ground ball left side, picked by Toman on the short hop. Throw across the diamond in time for the out, and that'll end the inning. 1-2-3 inning for Joey Murray, the first one by the Blue Jays since the very first inning. It's stretch time here at TD Ballpark. Tampa leads 7-2.
It's now time to get up.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with South Bay Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 813-565-1000. That's 813-565-1000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call South Bay Medical Clinic now to qualify. 813-565-1000.
Staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers. And I'm hoping for Raleigh, I can see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama.
We're back here in the bottom half of the seventh. New pitcher for the Tarpons. He's going to be the left-hander, Jeff Gilbert. He takes over for Brock Selvidge, who after that first inning was phenomenal. 5 straight zeros to end his day. That first pitch to Glenn Santiago in there for a called strike. Jeff Gilbert, the lefty, on for the 25th time. Kicks, fires, cut, and a miss there by Santiago. And it's 0-2. It's probably all we're going to see by Joey Murray. Two innings of shutout ball, two hits, four Ks. Now the lefty kicks, deals, the 0-2, fouled off. Final line for Brock Selvidge. It's pretty good. Six innings, two hits, two runs, both earned. Five walks, but five Ks. He was able to work around a lot of base runners due to walks. That one fouled straight down and off the mask of Omar Martinez, and staying alive is Santiago. No balls and two strikes. Lefty comes set. And the 0-2 pitch. That one sent high towards left. Back to the wall is Palmer over the track at the wall, and he leaps up and makes the grab. Nice play out there in left field by Jake Palmer. Santiago missed that by a hair. That's going to bring up Roque Salinas. He's 0-2 on the day. Flew out to left field and grounded out to second and is only two at-bats thus far. Lefty-lefty matchup. Gilbert kicks, fires. Fouled back to the screen. It's 0-1 to start off Roque. Gilbert taking his time. Now the 0-1. Chopper charging in at second. Is Cerna throw to first is in time. And two up, two down. Now Angel Del Rosario. He's 0-2, two Ks. As it stands, Brock Selvidge in line for the win. That would be his fourth of the year. Lefty-righty, first pitch. Caught and a miss there on the slider. 0-1 to start off Delaro. That one, a ground ball over towards short. Picked up by Ascanio. Throw to first in time. A 1-2-3 inning for Jeff Gilbert. We'll head to the top of the eighth. Tampa still up by 5, 7-2. You're listening to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network.
Oh, my love, yeah, yeah. I'm in love, yeah. I'll replay this moment for months. Alone in my head, waiting for it to come. I wrote all your lines and the scripts in my mind. And I hope that you follow it for once. Inside in the room with platinum and gold eyes, dancing, catch your eye, you be mesmerized. Oh, I find the corner there, your hands in my hair. Finally, we're here, so why? Saying you got a flight, need an early night. No, don't go yet.
Oh, yeah, don't go yet. Don't go. Don't be.
We're back here, top of the eighth. Jared Cern is going to lead things off, top of the order for Tampa. Kiner Leone is the new pitcher for the Blue Jays. He takes over for Joey Murray. Fourth pitcher of the night for the Blue Jays. Now first pitch cut at and miss. 0-1 to start off Cerna. Now the 0-1 slider skips. Now 0-1-1 count to Cerna. Leone on for the 19th time, a 5-1-4 ERA, 2-2 with the win-loss record through 21 innings of work. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires that one a little off the plate with that slider. That'll make it 2-1. We saw Kiner in St. Lucie just 2 days ago. That one upstairs, now a 3-1 count. Just 1 day of rest for Kiner since his last appearance. Went 3 innings of work, 3 hits, 2 runs both earned. Those 2 runs came on a 2-run shot. Now the 3-1 pitch. That one fouled back top of the netting. Would have went right towards my booth. Now full count, one away. Three-two pitch, fouled back, up and out of play, and he stays alive. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out here. Top of this order, top of the eighth inning. Blue Jays trailing by 5. They've got 2 runs to get some work done at the plate. 3-2 pitch, lifted, shallow left, out there towards the line. Beltre is going to call for it, and he makes the grab, backpedaling. And that'll be out number one. A deep pop up to short. That's one up, one down.
Third baseman, number 35, Jesus Rodriguez.
One away now for Jesus Rodriguez, up for the 5th time tonight. 1-for-3 with a single, a sack fly, and RBI. Righty kicks, fires, first pitch, slider low and outside for a ball, 1-0. Final line for Joey Murray, 2 innings of work, 2 hits, no runs, no walks, and 4 Ks, very solid. Rehab outing by him, that one lifted towards right, that's going to be a fair ball, it's going to one-hop the wall. Picked up out there by Roque. Throw to second is not going to be in time. A stand-up double for Jesus Rodriguez. That's his second hit of the night.
Designated hitter,
that puts
12,
the Tarpons in position to potentially add on to their 5-run lead. Now Ben Rice is going to be the batter. Nick Deshaun went out there to, I believe, change up the signs. That will count as a mound visit. That's the third of the night by Dunedin. Runner on second, one away. Lefty-righty matchup. Kiner now out of the stretch. First pitch, that one inside for a ball. The 1-0, that one in there. Breaking ball right on that inside corner, 1-1. There goes the runner. Throw down to third's not going to come. It bounced right behind the plate. Deshaun had no chance. Jesus Rodriguez with a stolen base puts himself 90 feet closer, now 90 feet away. Anfield will come in for Dunedin. Rodriguez with his 11th stolen base of the year. He's now 11 of 11. 2-1 count to Ben Rice. Righty kicks, fires. Lifted it up in the air. That's going to come back and out of play. Two and two now the count. Two-two pitch. Ground ball foul right side. And Rice will stay alive. Two balls, two strikes, the pitch. That one, little up, little inside. That'll run it full. Second full count of the inning for Kiner. Three and two. Full count pitch, lifted, up in the air, right side of the infield. Glenn Santiago towards the dugout, and that's going to get up and out of play. Ben Rice got enough on that to get it up and over the netting. And he'll see another pitch. Three balls, two strikes. Still the count. Kiner comes set. 17th pitch. Caught and a miss. Nice breaking ball there by Kiner to get the K. That's out number one. Rather, out number two of the inning. Now runner on third and two down for Omar Martinez. First strikeout for Kiner. Now Martinez, he's singled in his last two at-bats after starting out the day with two Ks. Now chopper right side, that's going to bounce over the first base line and into foul territory where it stops, and Nick Deschamps picks it up. And one to start off Martinez. The pitch, that one outside corner. Nice pitch there by Kiner. It's 0-2. Ground ball foul to the right of the first base bag. Martinez stays alive, and he'll see another. Tampa trying to extend upon their lead. They're up by five. Scored seven runs from the third to the fifth innings. 1-4-2. The 0-2 pitch fouled right over the heads of the Blue Jays standing up in their dugout. Lands in the netting and then into the dugout, and everybody seems to be all right. Count stays 0-2. O-2 again, caught and a miss. Down swinging goes Martinez, third time he struck out swinging. That'll bring us to the bottom half of the eighth here at TD Ballpark. 7-2, Tampa leads.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here. Who knows where this road is supposed to lead? We got nothing but time. As long as you're right here next to me, everything's gonna be alright. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be.
simple guy as I didn't treat you right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie. Cause I'm tired of the fake love. Show me what you made up. Boy, make me believe.
Whoa, hold up, girl. Don't you know you're beautiful? And it's easy to see.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes.
We're back here, bottom half of the eighth. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Nick Deschamps going to lead things off for the Blue Jays. Jeff Gilbert back out for his second inning worth of work. 9-1-2 due up in the order for Dunedin. Deschamps, Toman, and Beltre. Lefty-lefty matchup, first pitch, that one in there for a called strike, 0-1 to start off Deschamps. A quick 1-2-3 inning for Jeff Gilbert. No strikeouts, but just nine pitches thrown in that half inning. Cut and a miss there, and now 0-2. Deschamps, 0-1 with a strikeout. Reached on a walk his last time up. Up for just the third time. The 0-2 pitch. That one. Did he go around? They say he did. Didn't look like he did. Now the throw to first, and they're going to get him on the K. So that'll be out number one. First strikeout for Jeff Gilbert. Toman up for the fourth time. He's 1-for-2 with a walk and a run scored. Reached on what was originally ruled an error on Jesus Rodriguez at third. Later changed to a hit. Just two hits on the night for the Blue Jays. That came in the third inning. The other one was in the first, the triple by Jeff Wehler. First pitch missed outside, 1-0. Lefty kicks fires, that one in there. One and one to start off, Toman. Lefty kicks, deals, lifted towards right. Back at first is Nagase, now coming back in. He'll make the grab. That'll be out number two. Blue Jays offense has stalled here tonight. They've been held without a hit since that leadoff single by Toman in the third inning. Only three base runners since, and they've all been via the walk. That one low. 4-1, 1-0 to start off Beltre. Lefty-righty matchup. The lefty kicks, fires. Fouled off, back and out of play, 1-1. Ball and a strike. Gilbert kicks, deals the 1-1, fouled back, and now 1-2. Nobody on and two down. Beltre 0-2 on the night with a walk and a run scored himself. Time taken as Kenny Garcia grabbing some new baseballs. And now back behind the plate. All stocked up, and now we're back and ready to go. 1-2. And the pitch. That went up and in. Leaning back away from that was Beltre. Count evens now 2-2. 2-2 pitch. Caught and a miss. Down swinging on the change goes Beltre, and that will end the inning. 1-2-3 go. The Blue Jays will head to the ninth. Tampa up by five. They'll look to add a couple more. Blue Jays are going to have a new pitcher when we return. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network live here at TD Ballpark.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world implodes. And tonight had something wonderful. My bad habits lead to late.
Here, top of the ninth, Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Grayson Thurman is the new pitcher for the Blue Jays, making his 22nd appearance of the year, a 1-1 record with a 4.39 ERA through 26 2/3 so far this season. He's on to face the 5-6-7 hitters, Dowry Arias, Brenny Ascanio, and Jake Palmer. First pitch in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Arias. Righty-lefty matchup. Caught and a miss there on the breaking ball. It's 0-2. That does it for Kiner Leon. An inning's worth of work. Just the one hit, two Ks, no runs allowed. That one in the dirt, now a 1-2 count. Tampa's got a righty warming up. So that should be it for Jeff Gilbert. Thurman, the fifth pitcher of the night for Dunedin. Righty kicks deals. Ground ball right side picked up by Abiezel Ramirez. Throw to first in time for the out. One up, one down.
Shortstop, number one, Brenny Escobar.
I believe that's Adam Stone in the bullpen for Tampa. So expecting him to come out for the bottom half of the ninth. It is not a save situation. Righty-lefty matchup for Ascanio, the switch hitter, batting from the left side against the righty. First pitch taken for a ball outside, 1-0. Thurman came up huge in that St. Lucie series in that Sunday day game. That one in there for a called strike, now a 1-1 count. He pitched 3 days ago. Three innings, gave up just one hit. Pitched the 9th, 10th, and 11th. Only got 1K, but had to deal with the winning run starting off aboard on second base in that 10th, and the tying run after the Blue Jays took a one-run lead in the top of the 11th. Kept the tying run aboard in that 11th inning, getting his first professional win. Cut and a miss of that one in the dirt. Down swinging goes Ascanio, and that's two down.
Left fielder,
it's a real gutsy performance by Thurman in that outing. Probably his best performance of the year. Two Two down now for Jake Palmer. Nobody aboard. Thurman asking for a new baseball. Taking some time as Kenny Garcia had to grab a couple. And now Thurman finally has one out on the mound. And everybody's going back to behind the plate. Righty-lefty matchup with Jake Palmer. Thurman comes set. Kicks, fires, first pitch. That one in there on the outside corner, 0-1. That one a lift towards left center. That's going to fall for a base hit. Over the head of Manuel Beltre and fielded by Del Rosario. A two-out single for Palmer that'll bring up Felix Nagase. One on and two down. Righty-righty matchup now. Nagase 1-for-4, first pitch, that one in there for a called strike. Palmer aboard now for the fourth time tonight. That one inside. 1-1 now the count to Nagase. Palmer 3 hits, a run scored, an RBI. The 1-1. That one in the dirt, kept in front by Deschamps. Staying at first base is Palmer, and he'll move to a 2-1 count. Two balls and a strike. Two down here, top half of the ninth. Blue Jays are going to need at least 5 if they want to keep this game going. Thurman comes set. 2-1 pitch. Line shot to center field. Another base hit with 2 outs for Tampa. Back-to-back singles. That's going to bring up now bottom of the order, Bo Brewer.
First baseman, number 28, Bo Brewer.
Back-to-back singles after the first 2 outs recorded by Thurman. Now Brewer up for the 5th time. He's 0-for-3 with a sacrifice fly RBI. First pitch, that one at the knees. 0-1 to start off Bo Brewer. Runners on first and second, 2 down. Thurman trying to keep it a 5-run ball game. That one in there, now an 0-2 count. Inside breaking ball, 0-2. Time called at the plate by Brewer. Now he digs back in, 0-2. Thurman comes set. The 0-2 pitch. Ground ball foul left side. Towards the end of the Tampa dugout, and he stays alive. No balls, 2 strikes. Thurman comes set. The 0-2 pitch. That one just off the plate. Slider couldn't get the back door, and it's 1-2. The 1-2. That one off the plate. Fastball just missed, and now count evens up 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two on and two away. Thurman kicks, deals. That one low and inside, now a full count. Had him down, 0-2. Now Brewer with a full count. Righty, righty matchup, a full count. 3-2 pitch. That one above the zone, ball four.
Second baseman, number five, Jared Cerna.
They're going to let Thurman keep going. Nobody warming up in the Blue Jays pen. Now Jared Cerna, top of the Tampa order. First pitch, line shot up the middle. Base hit for Cerna. One run comes in. It gets away from Jaden Rudd. Now moving over to third. The throw is going to be to third, and into third safely is Bo Brewer. Two RBI single for Jared Cerna. His second hit of the night, and that makes it a 9-2 ball game. Believe they'll end up ruling an error. Well, they haven't put anything on the board on that play by Jaden Rudd to move Brewer from second to third. First pitch, that one missed inside for a ball to Jesus Rodriguez, 1-0 to start him off. That one in there. That one sent high towards center. Back is Rudd, and he's able to run it down right there in front of the warning track. And that will end the inning. But Tampa tacks on two more runs, a two RBI single by Jared Cerna. We'll head to the bottom half of the ninth. Blue Jays need seven to keep it going. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Back here, bottom half of the ninth, the BSL Ramirez leading things off for Dunedin. Blue Jays trailing by seven. Adam Stone out to pitch the final inning. On for the 10th time this year, all with the Tarpons. First pitch missed for a ball, 1-0. 10 1/3 innings so far this year, 12 runs, 8 earned, a 6.97 ERA, 1-2 win-loss record. The 1-0, ground ball, chopper, high chopper. Now picked up by Cerno. Weird play. Throw to first is in time. Jared Cerno got caught in between two minds of charging after that ball or letting it get to him. Ended up hauling it in right at the waistband as he was trying to shove that glove in front, but the play was made, and that's out number one. Ready, ready matchup. First pitch to Jeff Wehler. That one low for a ball, 1-0. Wehler's reached base all three times he's been to the plate. Triple in the first inning, then back-to-back walks in his last two plate appearances. Righty kicks, deals the 1-0. Caught and a miss there on the fastball. It's 1-1. Now the 1-1. Checking his swing. Did he go around? It was in there anyway. Just caught that outside corner. Now a 1-2 count to Wehler. Jaden Rudd waiting on deck. One-two pitch. That one called strike three. Wehler thought it was low, really, really close. But he gets rung up by ABS.
Center fielder, number
and
three,
now Blue Jays down to their last out. Jaden Rudd stepping in. First strikeout for Adam Stone. Both of those last two pitches are right there on the edge. First pitch to Rudd. That one in there for a strike. 0-1 to start him off. Jaden 0-3 on the day. Strikeout, a flyout, a pop out. Now the 0-1. Inside, taken for a ball. Now 1-1. Righty-lefty matchup. First time he's facing a righty tonight. That one in there on the outside corner. Now 1-2 count. Dunedin down to their final strike now. 1-2 count to Rudd. That one hits him. Got hit right by the knee. But he looks like he's good to go. He's going to take first base, and that's going to bring up Glenn Santiago.
First baseman, number 31, Glenn Santiago.
Glenn Santiago stepping in for the fourth time. He's 0-3, strikeout, a ground out, and a flyout. Gave one pretty good ride out there to deep left field, but a really nice play at the wall made by Jake Palmer to rob him of extra bases. First pitch, that one above the head. Ducks down, 1-0. Seems to be an issue with some of the baseballs that have been received. That last one that was grabbed by Omar Martinez, he took a look and tossed it away right away. Now we have one that we like. It's 1-0. That one, low outside corner, called a strike, 1-1. Righty kicks deals, lined right side. That's going to hook foul. One and two, now the count to Glenn. He digs back in. Righty comes set. The 1-2 pitch, that one low and outside. 95-mile-an-hour fastball, he yanked it. It's 2-2. No games have gone final yet. That one low and outside gets back to the backstop. Now a 2-2 count, and Rudd will move over to second base. Rather, a 3-2 count. Now it's full to Santiago. Bottom of the ninth, 2-2 ball game between Fort Myers and Jupiter. Palm Beach currently beating the Clearwater Threshers 4-2. And then Bradenton about to beat Daytona. They're up 8-4. St. Lucie and Lakeland ended up getting postponed due to rain, so they'll play a doubleheader tomorrow. As it stands, Bradenton will take a game lead over the Blue Jays for the final playoff spot, even though we're just now, it'll be 11 games in after tonight. They'll move into a tie with Clearwater if all results hold for the first spot in the division. Clearwater already having clinched their spot. 3-2 pitch. That one upstairs. This ball game will keep going. 3-2. A high fastball taken by Santiago. He takes first base. He's aboard for the first time tonight. That'll bring up Roque Salinas. 0-3 with a flyout to left and two groundouts to second. First pitch, ground ball right side. That's going to be picked up by the second baseman, Cerna. Toss to first in time, and that will do it. Tampa takes this game by a score of 9-2. They even up this series at a game apiece. Final lines are as follows. Tampa Tarpons scored 9 runs on 14 hits. They committed 0 errors. Your Blue Jays scored 2 runs on 2 hits. They committed 1 error. The winning pitcher is going to be Brock Selvidge. The losing pitcher goes to Davis Feldman. There is no save, and we are back here at TD Ballpark tomorrow for Game 3 of this 6-game set. First pitch for tomorrow's Game 3 is scheduled for 6:30 p.m., and we'll be live here with coverage starting at about 6:15. We appreciate you tuning in tonight, and as always, all season long. Can't wait to have you back tomorrow. Tampa wins 9-2. See you tomorrow night.
Doesn't this guitar sound so good? So sweet.
Living in this big blue world with my head up in outer space. I know I'll be A-O-A-okay. I know I'll be A-O-A-okay. When I see trouble come my way, I'll be making lemonade. I know I'll be A-O-A-okay. I know I'll be A-O-A-okay.
Busy making them babies. Been out in the real world, don't like how it's tasting. Let me change your mind with my little old saying.
What?
2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we appreciate? Put some sugar in my water, cause we making meaning made. Forget all the hate, do a shimmy shake. Put the pedal to the metal on the interstate.
Living in this big blue world, with my head up in outer space. I know I'll be A-OK. I know I'll be A-OK.
season touchdown throws. And good old Johnny, he's the life of every party. It's like cheers, they know him everywhere he goes. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of, but back in Rutherford County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know them here in this big city we're in, but when I go back home, I've got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. Jason, he's a sheriff. He'll flash his lights, but let me go. My boy Randy, he's a preacher. My girl Megan, she's been teacher of the year. I swear for 5 years in a row. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of. But back in Hamilton County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know. Big city we're in. When I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. I got friends in high places on these small town roads. 'Cause round here it's all about the people that you know. And I've got some famous friends you probably never heard. Back in Davidson County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know I'm here in this big city we're in, but when I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do.
You can call me if you need someone. I'll pick up the pieces if you come undone. Painting stars up on your ceiling, 'cause you wish that you could find some feeling. Yeah, yeah. You know you could call me if you need someone. I need you to hold. Take my